Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, do you have TV now?
Yes, I do.
You do? You were had like a break for a while.
I had about a year and a half of Netflix only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you enjoying being back?
I like the DVR. I like that a lot.
Yeah, being able to watch something later.
Yeah, on my schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that too. Well, I've had cable the whole time.
Yeah, I know. I've been over for a few games.
Yeah, it's the source of much contention in my household. My wife hates it. I mean, she likes watching some shows with us and asks to, but she hates the bill that comes every month and is always, you know, trying to figure out a way to get that down. So did you go with Comcast?
No, I did not.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay.
It's a big change.
Yeah. So what do you have? You have one of those big old satellite dishes in your front yard? Or
they didn't put it in the front yard. They put it up on the roof.
Oh, okay.
And I went with a big well-known dish company, DirecTV.
You know, it's actually forbidden in my neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Against covenants.
But people do it anyway. It's in the
book. They throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but Comcast is rated as one of the most hated companies. I think I am a customer of a couple of the most hated companies. I think Bank of America is another one on that list.
Yeah.
And I totally get it. Their customer service is terrible. You know, I'd rather go with someone else, but doesn't seem to be another great option for us. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've also been kind of another part of the frustration with Comcast is not understanding who they are and what they do. Like,
yeah,
there's these vans that drive around that say Xfinity. And I don't know what that is. I don't know. Like, is that Comcast? Are they changing their name? Did they already change their name? Is it a subsidiary? What is that? I don't really know. It's not been explained real well. Anyway, there's a new Comcast logo. I don't know if you know this or not.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's sort of been adopted just in the last, I don't know, a couple weeks. And it has the NBC Peacock as its overarching corporate logo. So the NBC Peacock sits on top of Comcast. And
By the way, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like a lazy attempt at a logo to me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Feels like nothing really happened. I don't know.
It's just Comcast written out and then the Peacock on top.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an overview. It was established in 1963, Comcast was, as a global media and technology company.
Ooh, that sounds important.
I know. It has two main businesses. The first, and what most people associate with the company, is Comcast Cable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I get that. And although it's not called Comcast Cable, but Xfinity. I don't know why.
Wait a minute. So the first part of what Comcast does is not called Comcast.
Right.
Xfinity.
Apparently. I'm reading from a report here, so yes. So Xfinity is the largest video high-speed internet and phone provider for residential and business use in the U.S., has like a combined 50.8 million customers.
Okay.
That's big.
It's a lot.
Uh-huh. And under the Comcast name, there is also a venture capital firm called Comcast Ventures and sports and entertainment company called Comcast Spectator.
Oh, okay, wait. I'm just going to admit something. I don't even really know what a venture capitalist is or does.
Yeah.
It sounds cool, though.
Uh-huh.
It does.
I think it's something about money going out to start businesses.
Venture capitalist.
I don't really know either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we got Comcast Ventures, and we have Comcast Spectator.
Okay.
I don't really know why that's different.
And Xfinity.
Yeah, and Xfinity. The other primary business is NBC Universal, and it is one of the world's leading media and entertainment companies and manages the namesake of the television network and movie production company and specialty channels like USA Network, Sci-Fi, E!, CNBC, MSNBC, Bravo, and more.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Okay. That was a big mouthful, probably boring. And the truth is, I don't even get it. But I'm looking at on a piece of paper, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 logos that are all different. And 1, 2, 3, 4 of them have the word Comcast in them, and 2 don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all different. It looks like they maybe didn't hire the same artist. I don't know. To me, it feels like brand confusion.
Yes, I'm
asking
confused.
The question, who are you and what do you do? And the problem is, it's a big fat paragraph explaining it, and I'm a grown, educated man, and it's still difficult to understand.
Right.
Who are you, and what do you do? And so, you know, just I want to use it as a maybe a parable, a lesson to say, let's be clear. Let's be clear about who we are and what we do. Mm-hmm. Like, could you explain it to your grandmother or your daughter or your wife mm-hmm. or your son? Like, could you explain it to someone and have them get it without having to show them a mm-hmm. map, a diagram, and read a big fat paragraph that doesn't really say a whole lot? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8 says, unless the trumpet call is clear, no one will show up for battle. And imagine a bunch of soldiers, you know, waiting for that call, like we're supposed to go, and some weird sound that is like, wait, was that a trumpet?
Yeah,
or
right.
did somebody just have beans last night? Like, what is this? I don't understand yeah. what's going on here.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to risk your life for something that you mm-hmm. don't really get. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that was it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so about what we do, we want to be clear. We want people to know who we are and what we do. And, you know, as a church, our mission is to love God, love people, love life in a way that brings people together and makes our city a better place. And I think for the most part, people around us, they know. They could say, oh, you guys love people, love God, love people, love life. Like, mm-hmm. it's the three things. Mm-hmm. It's easy. But the statement isn't enough. It's like, do people know what we do?
Yeah.
Is there brand clarity? Like, do people get it? Is it clear? Is it evident? This is who you are, and this is what you do. So just a reminder, let's be clear. Let's not require a huge paragraph that's confusing to describe who we are and what we do.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.